Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, February 2nd, 2018. Happy Groundhog Day. For a long time, employees at hospitals in Berlin have complained about too few staff and excessive workloads. The Verdi Union and an alliance of hospital staff and patient representatives want to change this with a referendum. The initiative called Berliner Bündnis für mehr Personal im Krankenhaus, or Berlin Alliance for More Personnel in Hospitals, aims to ensure that specific personnel requirements in the field of nursing, cleaning, and hygiene are laid down in the state hospital law, as well as improving the financing of necessary investments in the hospital. The alliance argues that the government has not yet provided any relief, even though grievances have been known. Last September, Verdi had called on the nursing staff of Berlin's Charité Hospital to strike. The union wanted to relieve the workforce by increasing the number of staff and to ensure that the minimum number of nursing staff per ward was met. The Charité management, on the other hand, argued that there were not enough nurses in the market to do so. The alliance and the trade union hope that the state of Berlin will support the contents of the referendum and that a Bundesrat initiative will be launched. Before a referendum can take place, however, sufficient signatures must first be collected. The rule of law is not always consistent with what citizens feel is fair and equitable. This also applies to the financial support of airport manager Engelbert Lütke Daldrup at the expense of the state treasury. As reported previously on Berlin Briefing, the long-serving senior civil servant who works for the city of Leipzig, the federal government, and the state of Berlin receives a monthly pension of €1,321 per month, in addition to his BER manager salary of €500,000 per year. The basis for the pension from his previous activities as servant of the state, most recently as State Secretary for Strategies for Berlin and Airport Policy, is German civil service law. Just under a year ago, when he switched to the airport company, the SPD politician applied for special leave, quote, for other reasons, without continued payment of his salary. A short time later, he was retired on a temporary basis by the decision of the Senate, while the State Administration Office examined his claims under the pension law. Therefore, with mixed feelings from many citizens, Lütke Daldrup is entitled to a gross monthly pension. Berlin is intensifying the fight against rat infestation. Last year, according to official data from the State Office for Health and Social Affairs, or LEGESO, pest controllers were called out over 10,000 times in response to rat problems. LEGESO spokeswoman Sylvia Kostner reports that green spaces in Berlin are becoming less and less well looked after because of a lack of personnel or the money to commission the work, explaining that when ground-covering plants are trimmed, there's no more rat infestation. The increased number of missions could also be due to more reports to health authorities from the public and increased press reports from the past few years. While pest controllers generally rely on classic rat poison, Berliner Wasserbetriebe is also testing other means of eliminating rats in the sewage system, including traps and high-tech poisoned bait boxes. The aim is to optimize the technology with the manufacturers and to make the procedure more efficient. According to LEGESO, the exact number of rats in Berlin is unknown, but according to estimates, it could be several million. According to police, right-wing extremists in Neukölln have presumably once again committed an arson attack yesterday, this time on a bookseller's car. Neukölln's district mayor, Franziska Giffey of the SPD, reported on Facebook about the burning of Neukölln bookseller Heinz J. Ostermann's car, a man who was involved in the Association of Bookstores Against Right-Wing Populism and Racism. She added that she believes the attack on someone who deals with books and volunteers for the common good in the Kiez is cowardly and low. His shop window and another car of his had already been destroyed by vandals in 2016 and 2017. In recent years, there have been repeated arson attacks on offices of politicians and other politically committed people in Neukölln, which were often attributed to neo-Nazis. In 2016 alone, about 80 crimes were registered. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.